Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had quite a mad couple of days. Hi, chappers.
Have you given me some comedy chair to sit on this afternoon?
I don't know what you mean.
It feels broken and tipped in a very uncomfortable way. Was it like this when you sat on it?
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Oh, it's nice to be back with you all.
It's nice to have you back.
And Q.
What have you got drawn on your face?
It's a moustache.
Why is it? Yeah, but it's not, though, is it? It's like a kind of... Well, it's very difficult to describe what it is.
Just something we're doing that you don't need to know about before the show. It's all fine.
Okay. Is that is it drawn on with permanent marker?
No, just a biro.
I didn't check before I did it.
Oh, great, thanks. Yeah, Becky drew it on me. I'll explain later.
Okay.
How's the search for Scott going while I've been away? For Scott Mills the Musical, we had loads, yeah?
Oh, sir, the system's nearly crashed on several occasions.
Has it?
Yeah.
Have you been playing some of them on air? I've not been listening, sorry.
Yeah, 100.
All right, have we got any more today?
I would imagine 1,000.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them. Podcast. Chappers?
Yeah.
Someone's been on the text saying, is she Bubba Sparks' sister? Can you confirm that or deny it or...
Who's that?
Bubba Sparks. Mm. Do you remember him off of like 5 years ago? He had like one song. Ugly!
I've no idea, to be honest.
I would think not. No. I don't think so.
But, you know, stranger things have happened. You're related to Doc Cotton, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That was Jordan Sparks and Battlefield. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello there, who's that?
It's Scott, it's Matt.
You don't even know your own name.
I know.
It's a strong start, Matt.
Is the heat getting to you, is it, Matt?
Sorry, yeah, very much so.
Right, where are you, or don't you know?
I'm in Bromley in Kent at the moment.
Are you sure?
I'm adamant, yes.
How can I help?
You're adamant?
Sorry?
I thought you were Matt. Hey.
Thank you very much, I'm here all week.
That is really good. Try the fish. Yeah, go on.
Semi's joke this year.
What?
I just wondered if we're having the annual men's semis joke this year.
Yeah, the annual men's semis joke is now 2 days away. Friday afternoon, 4:30.
So we've got the quarterfinals today, is it?
Yes, then women's semifinals tomorrow. The joke doesn't work as well with the women. And then the men's semifinals are Friday afternoon.
Right.
So 4:30.
Drew's been on as well, working hard in that Berwick-upon-Tweed, saying, Ray, I can't wait, not long now before the biggest joke of the year, men's semis at Wimbledon. Now, that'll be on Friday at 4:30.
But also, quite a momentous one this year, because I think it's the 10th anniversary.
Eh?
It's the 10th anniversary.
Of that joke?
Yeah.
With you?
Maybe it's 9. God.
Jeez.
I know.
Don't forget to tune in for the men's semis joke at 4:30 on Friday.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Have you got Wi-Fi, chappers?
Yeah.
Have you got a phone with Wi-Fi on it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, have you noticed this? You know, if you're on the move, if you're like travelling around and you want to try and get on the internet?
Yeah.
And it asks you if you want to connect to any of these Wi-Fi networks. Mm. Don't they have weird names?
They do, don't they? Yeah.
And you noticed this today, right? Because, for instance, we have them here. Like, if you put your phone out, it says, do you want to connect to Radio 1 Live Lounge or Radio 1 Office? There's one on my road called, and it asks me every time if I want to connect to it, House of Horrors.
Right.
Well, which house is that that I could be about to connect to? And what happens in there?
Well,
What's going through their mind when they think, I know, I'm going to name my Wi-Fi, House of Horrors.
Have you tried to connect to it?
No.
You should see what happens.
Can I give out the one for my house, which my flatmate has named?
Yeah.
A bit of an ego trip. Or is it... Can anyone now... I don't know how it works. Is that... Can I do that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Is everyone going to hack into my Wi-Fi?
No, I don't think so. You have a password on it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, then.
Okay.
Just don't give the password out, would be my advice.
Right, so no password.
No password.
Just the name of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no technical expert here, but I think
how much of a big head
right.
is my flatmate? Listen, right, his name's Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
Our Wi-Fi is called Fraserland.
Fraserland.
Yeah, connecting to Fraserland. There's also someone on my road.
So are you logged on to Fraserland?
Hmm?
Are you logged on to Fraserland?
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. I have no choice. Like I know how to set up my own one.
Oh, dear.
There's also someone on my road called Fancy Pants. Who's that?
Is that you?
That's not me.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I'm on Fraserland because I can't actually work out to do it. just want to know what goes through people's minds when they think, I know, I'm going to call my Wi-Fi network House of Horrors. Fancy Pants. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It seems to be whatever's on anyone's mind at the time as to what they call it. And you can get it on your Bluetooth as well, same. Listen to what Becky's one was for ages.
Well, guess what it was related to?
Food.
Yep, it was called Make Some Cakes.
When did you change that?
My housemate Vicky was like, why have we called it this? I was just thinking about making some cakes at the time, so that's what I called it.
Also, my flatmate missed a trick there. Everyone's saying he should have called it House of Fraser. That's a lot cleverer.
Yeah.
Isn't it, eh? Poohead. See, you don't want that every time you come on online, do you? Jamie in Cardiff. There's so many I can't say. But, yeah. All it right. Just seems to be whatever people are thinking of at the time seems to be what they call it. Really. What's yours called?
Why would you be thinking of Poohead? Mm. I'm sorry. I know that completely crashed it, but it's your own fault. Why?
I don't know. Ask Jamie in Cardiff.
Yeah, but you said it's what people are thinking of at the time.
Poohead?
She's not going to be sat there thinking of Poohead. Radio 1
Podcasts. Right, I've got to do a message now. This is just for Ross in Southampton. I'm really sorry because this does kind of, you know, ignore everybody else that's listening.
Right.
But Ross in Southampton has texted in with a question. I could just call him, I suppose, but I can't even bother. So I'll just do it on radio. Ross, I know you're desperate to know whether it's true or not, the question you asked, and I can tell you, yes, I am. Ross is going to be very excited about that news.
Right.
Obviously, I can't tell everyone what the question was that Ross asked.
Why can't you?
Because it's quite big news.
Right.
But yes, Ross, I definitely am. Yeah? Ross is going to be well excited.
He said it didn't matter if it wasn't true because he'd still like to listen to on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
we
are.
It's going to be. He said it was insane if you were.
Yeah. So there we are. Hope
that
helps.
Do you know Ross?
I don't know Ross. Oh, right. No. He just texted in. He's just from Southampton. I don't know everyone in Southampton just because I'm from there. Oh, you must know Ross.
Well.
No.
He refers to himself as Ross the Rooster.
Do you think that's his Wi-Fi name?
I don't know. I just wondered if he was a personal friend of yours.
No, really don't know him at all.
Are you going to meet up with him tomorrow?
I've no idea. If I have time, maybe that would be nice for Ross and for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm so excited.
I know. Becky?
Yeah?
Something I noticed from TV last night. Do you know which soap character you have most in common with at the moment? Have a guess. You can guess if you want.
Why are you laughing, Mark?
Because I don't know what this is, but I can't imagine you're going to come out of this particularly well.
No, it's fine. It's just that these two people are very, very similar at the moment. Any guesses?
Well, hang on.
Tanya from EastEnders. Not that a similar personality, but someone said I look like her.
No.
Oh. Is it Norris from Corrie?
No.
Right, okay.
I know what you're thinking, Chappers. Rosie Webster.
That was the next person on my lips.
Anyone from Hollyoaks? But yeah, you're going to say Hollyoaks.
Rosie Webster's sleeping with the boss at the moment in Corrie.
Is she? It's none of those. No one from Hollyoaks.
Becky seems to think she is Rosie Webster.
Nobody from Emmerdale. Are you pleased about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you who it is you've got most in common with at the moment in Soapland. Heather Trott. Off EastEnders. This is from last night's show.
You know, some people, they fly planes, they play pianos, make stuff. What am I here for, eh? What's my special talent?
What's Heather's forte? She hasn't got one either. She's got no special talent. Some people fly off planes and stuff. She can't do nothing. Yeah.
I never realised we were so similar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people, they fly planes, they play pianos, make stuff. What am I here for, eh? What's my special talent?
Good to know you're not the only one.
I'd stick with the Rosie Webster one. I think that's slightly more flattering.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
A lot of people saying they thought Ross may be asking me quite a personal question on the text. Not at all. He just wanted to know an answer to a simple question, and the answer is yes. It's just between me and Ross. The really want to know what the answer to Ross's question is and what I'm on about...
Ross has replied on the text.
Oh, is he?
Woo, yeah, booyah. Remember me? Oh, my God, I'm so happy right now. Ross the Rooster.
All right, cool.
He says, call me, I'm worth it.
No, he doesn't say that.
He does.
Hey?
He doesn't actually. He says, I'm so worth it.
Okay. I'll tell you what Ross wanted to know tomorrow. Everything will become clear. Okay, so we are really doing a musical. No, we really are. Some people still don't believe us. We're doing this for 3 nights in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, 11th, 12th and 13th of August. We need to find someone to play me. Now, I think some people are thinking, oh, well, they're never going to pick me. Seriously, you never have to have done anything like this before. All you've got to do is make a 2-minute audition video, all right, and fill in the form online. Just look for the picture of me in a kind of sweatband and yellow T-shirt. Exercising. bbc.co.uk/radio1. All I need from you, doesn't have to be good quality or anything, is a 2-minute audition video. Tell us why you want to play me in the musical. Sing a bit, dance a bit, and that's it. You've got to be 18 or over. Oh, I like this bit.
There's something for everyone in this song, isn't
there?
Really
is. Rather like our musical. So get online, get involved, make a video, 2 minutes long, got to be a boy, sing and dance, and you could be in your first musical very soon.
Act as well.
And act. Don't have to have done it ever before.
Do you know what, though? I went to see, me and the one that doesn't speak, went to see Avenue Q last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on, they're singing again, hang on.
How rude.
Sorry, Becky, how rude.
Yeah, yeah, gone 1 minute without mentioning him.
And I was thinking, because of Avenue Q, that maybe we should bin off the search for Scott and just do puppets.
Right.
So I've got some puppets. Look, this is you. And this is me.
Like
these
me.
Are little tiny finger puppets, and I've got a ginger bun. And then, so you could be like, hello, Becky. Hello, Scott. Who's this? Look at this. Ugly ogre. That could be Chappers.
Is that me? Yeah, I thought.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Avenue Q is a great show with puppets. Have you seen it?
No.
Really good. But I'm not sure that we are going to be able to pull that off.
What about this one? This is brilliant. This is a policeman with a truncheon. He could play you. And you could run around... Chappers the monkey.
Seriously, Becky, you've lost it.
Okay, it needs some work, but the idea's there. It'll save us loads in hotels. These can just come with me in my bag.
And who's going to do the voices?
Mine weren't that bad then, were they?
Oh, hello, Becky. Oh, hello, Scott.
they weren't brilliant.
You sound like Chris.
Chris who?
Chris Moyles.
It doesn't sound like that. Hello, Becky.
Who operates these things, though? Because none of us are experts.
There you go.
I don't want to put...
Go on, do the policeman.
I don't want to put my hand up the...
Go on.
The
his truncheon's
puppet
really
of
easy
Scott.
To operate.
I don't want to operate Scott's truncheon.
Oh, God. No, we're not doing it with puppets. It's a lovely idea, and thanks for bringing them in, but really not.
It would solve the problem of trying to find somebody.
We will see... Stop waving them around, it's really annoying.
A very important BBC man outside in a shirt and tie who's looking at me very strangely as I walked.
Hello, oh, he does look important as well. Bye, sorry. Right, Carol. We are going to meet another one of the people that has done a video audition.
Is it real or is he a puppet?
He's real.
Right.
His name's Peter, and we will hear from him next on Radio 1. Keep sending in your audition videos, please. Just have a look at the form online. 2 minutes, that's all I need. Sing and act and dance a bit. It could be you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan in Cambridge has been on saying, I'm planning the shows that I'm going to see at the Fringe in Edinburgh. What venue are you at? We're at the Pleasance One Theatre in Edinburgh. We'll tell you how to get tickets very soon. That was Block Party and The Prayer. So we've got somebody else that wants to play me in our musical, which we're doing in Edinburgh, 11th, 12th and 13th of August. If you want to have a go... Do a video, 2 minutes. Doesn't have to be good quality. Put anything you want on there. Just show us how versatile you are. Now, this is from Peter. He sent a video in.
Hey, I'm Peter Grant. I'm from Nottingham, and I'm applying for Scott Mills the Musical this summer. Because I'm 18, I think I'm probably one of the youngest applicants for this competition. But also, I think through that, me and Scott have a few similarities and differences.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm very into Pinot Grigio. I like to drink a lot, and I've just got in from a night out, so I'm fairly hungover, which just shows how much I want to be in this competition.
Now, Peter, can I just give you a little bit of advice here? If you're doing a job application, which you kind of are, saying how much you like drinking, probably not the best idea in an interview.
True.
I mean, I like a drink, but I didn't say it in my interview.
It is a job interview to be you, though.
Well, tell me a bit about you, Peter. Well, I love drinking, me. In fact, I'm really hungover now. Anyway, he goes on.
And we also have a lot of lady friends, which is always a good thing. But the differences are that I'm very talented and also very gorgeous, which means that we're a little bit different. But also, I can show Scott to be a very fine young youth. And if you're thinking about how white I am, I'm prepared to go a little bit orange just to be like you, Scott.
He's pale, but we can sort that out.
I think he might also need a haircut.
He's got amazing hair. Look at that hair.
Did you hear what he said?
Fringe.
But one of the main differences between you and him was that he was gorgeous and talented.
I am very talented and also very gorgeous, which means that we're a little bit different.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
And we also have a lot of lady friends.
Do you think Peter's got a lot of lady friends?
I couldn't possibly tell.
Right.
I'm going to do a bit of acting for you.
Oh, good.
Here goes nothing. Why did you cheat on me? How would you cheat on me?
Should we give him some music to kind of help him out a bit? It might bring it alive.
Right.
I'm going to do a bit of acting for you. Here goes nothing. Why did you cheat on me? How would you cheat on me? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Okay. Got to whiz this on, we've only got 2 minutes.
I love it how he just comes out of the crying so quick. You need to see this video. Okay, and let's move on.
I can't believe it. Okay, got to whiz this on, we've only got 2 minutes.
Brilliant.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It's the singing bit.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, yeah. Hey, I need to stand alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yeah, that's fairly impressive.
It's quite good, though, isn't
very
it?
Very good. Thank you, Peter Grant, for your application to be me. Very good. I liked the acting. We can sort the tan out. That's absolutely fine. I think he's
in. And get your hair cut.
An all right chance, yeah. Send in your 2-minute video, please. We need you singing, dancing, doing a bit of acting. Do we need dancing? Is it going
to
be dancing?
No.
Will dancing happen?
Do dancing.
All right.
People sort of do their hand movements when they're singing anyway, don't they? Don't need to.
So just a bit of singing and acting, really. Mm. And tell us why you want to be me on Scott Mills Musical. You could be in your first ever production, darling.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's time for some Becky's Classifieds. These are all real ads on the internet. You've got some misconnections. People who may have spotted you and now think they're in love with you. Just from seeing you once. And also some bargains as well. Right, what's first? Is it someone looking for love?
Yes, these ones are all going to be looking for love.
Bus pass.
Eh? Okay, more please.
On a day trip to Durham a few weeks ago, I randomly changed my mind and decided to head into Newcastle. So I popped on the 21 and off I went. The day was like any other. A bright and sunshine-packed day, really. Many people cahooted and jived in a double-decker. Anyway, as we neared Gateshead, many people left to ride the metro. Then you stepped on the upper deck of the bus. For the first time in 10 years, a woman caught my breath.
Okay.
I don't know about bus journeys that you've been on, but people never drive on my bus.
Or cahoot.
No.
No, they don't, never cahoot. And it's the first time for 10 years...
In 10 years?
...with a woman.
I don't believe that.
My chest strained as I tried to breathe. The grey matter inside my skull ceased to work, like an old donkey who ate his carrots without a care. Your piercing eyes froze my soul to the spot.
Oh, my God, he's really got it bad, this guy.
I believe it to be love at first sight. Up until then, I never believed in such a thing, but you captured everything I've ever longed for. The bus jolted to a stop, and I realised you got off a stop earlier than me. I watched as you disappeared from sight as the bus drove towards the Haymarket. If that was you, I hope we can share a few words.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
She'll be lucky to get any words in edgeways with him. Blimey!
His donkeys and his carrots.
God, he goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So also, if you want to get together with him.
Quite a full-on message, though, do you not think?
A bit over the top.
Yeah.
What, that he's fallen madly in love with this woman after one viewing?
Play it cool, man. Play it cool. That's what I do, and it works every time.
Does it? When a woman catches your breath on the bus.
Yeah, you've got to play it a bit cool.
Do you use the donkey and carrot one or not bother?
No, not so much. Next.
Man with a ginger afro and eye patch.
Oh, come on. Now we're talking.
I saw you in the city centre. You had quite a distinctive look. You had a ginger afro, an eye patch, and a Celtic strip on. I passed you on the way to Borders. Please get in touch.
What's a Celtic strip on?
That's what I wondered. It sounded funny.
It might be the, he might have read that in a slightly strange way. Anyhow.
What is it?
A Celtic strip on.
Oh!
Honestly.
What's a strip on?
Oh. Wow, okay. Well, if you've seen the man with the...
The strip on.
The strip on and the ginger afro, then let us know. Next!
The last train to Bexley Heath.
Oh, okay. I need to get more trained. There's lots of love to be had, isn't there?
Remember Ted, or the guy with the burger in his jacket pocket? Remember eating Burger King off some guys?
We needed to have been on this train.
Remember eating Burger King off some guys?
Yeah, it's the new sushi.
What, so they were eating it off some boys?
No, I think they probably just took it, but I quite like the picture it paints.
Well, listen to what it says.
Remember Ted, or the guy with the burger in his jacket pocket? Remember eating Burger King off some guys?
That's quite misleading.
Do you think he's just forgotten to say... No, some... actually, that still doesn't make it any better.
No, that makes it worse. Off some guys.
Becky!
It sounds like he's missed off a word.
If you are one of the few who were involved in that rather enjoyable journey back to Bexley Heath, then give us a shout. This is Ted, a.k.a. Lewis, the guy with the chicken bits, onion rings and chips.
Okay.
I'm glad I've never got this train.
Sounds like quite a good train.
It,
yeah, it sounds good. Have you seen anyone famous on your train lately and not said their catchphrase to them?
No.
Your train's quite star-filled.
I saw Kate Humble the other day. Did the one that doesn't speak text you?
No.
Off of Springwatch.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to shout some innuendo bingo, but I couldn't think of which one because that show has so much.
It has a lot, yeah.
Mm. Who else have you seen on... I've missed this.
I saw Ruth Jones.
Ruth Jones, and she didn't shout, oh, what's occurring? We all know that she loves.
Yeah.
And then I saw Rory Bremner. So they told me to do an impression of... Should have done an impression of the Prime Minister at him.
But no, did she do it? No. Missed her chance. What would you say to Kate Humble? No?
I couldn't think of anything at the time.
I can think of lots of things, I don't really want to get into trouble.
One of them I just said, but luckily the microphone was off. Next, please.
Gaz in Camden, Saturday the 27th of June.
All right.
I'm totally smitten and really impressed with your dancing. Would love to see you again. Maybe you can teach me a few moves. I'm the birthday girl who danced with you for some time, but unfortunately had too many drinks and never asked for your number. I think you like belly buttons.
Right, how was that worked out, do you think?
I don't want to know how the conversation went. These people are all a bit forward, though. They need to play it cool. I know they're advertising, but...
Yeah, it's like I'm smitten with you. It's like, it's not really
totally
funny.
Totally smitten, she is.
Totally smitten. You've seen them once. Anyway, that's some love. If you are one of those people that may have been spotted, then get in touch with us. We can point you in the right direction. We've got some more classifiers later.
Got bargains later.
Yes! Podcast. Oh, FOMO strikes again.
Oh, now what?
Oh, I have a real barbecue FOMO at the moment. If you don't know what FOMO is, it's fear of missing out. And I realised a while ago that I get this quite a lot. It all started when there were some people in my house and I was upstairs trying to go to sleep because I had to be up early. And I could hear people laughing and joking and drinking downstairs. And it really annoyed me because I had FOMO. And it's a recognised condition. I'm getting... Now the weather's nice. Real barbecue FOMO all the time because lots of my friends are in barbecues and I can't go because I've got other stuff to do. Oh,
I could do without having a barbecue for a while, to be honest.
Have you barbecued out?
Yeah, we went camping for a holiday.
Yeah,
me and my boyfriend, and we had quite a lot of barbecues.
Let me guess how many. How long did you go away for?
Went away for 5 days.
I know that you like a BBQ.
Is that three barbecues a day then? Breakfast, lunch and tea.
So is nine.
No, we went away for 5 days.
Oh. 15.
50.
I think we had 16, because we had one as a snack for one day.
Did you?
In 4 days, you had 16 barbecues. Yeah. That is so impressive. Put it there. High five. That's some... Oh, I've got FOMO of you now. I want to be you. Hello to all my friends that are having a barbecue tonight. I'm not going to be there, because I'm going to be releasing the balls instead.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
OK, let's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today is a special Glastonbury Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
I know you've been hearing a lot about Glastonbury, but don't worry, this is going to be fun if you didn't go. Oh, I've missed doing this game. Let's do Wednesday's Oh, starting now.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Greg James?
Yeah.
He's been doing the show for the past 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You may have noticed. He's changed.
Why?
Well, he used to be obsessed, you know, with Katy Perry. Now he's having conversations with Edith about the Bombay Bicycle Club, yeah?
Right.
Oh, that was so amazing. So amazing. He went to Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't shut up about it now. Now, obviously, he had a very good time. You can still see all his videos and stuff online. My favourite bit of Greg at Glastonbury was where he went to try and see Paolo Nutini, and only halfway through the set realised he was watching a bunch of old folks called Crosby, Stills and Nash. Halfway through.
Right.
Anyway, so he went to Glastonbury, as he may have mentioned a couple of times. My question to you, in the last 2 days while I've been away, how many times did Greg James go on and on about Glastonbury?
212.
How many times did he say it? 212?
Yeah.
Becky?
He must have said it about 15 yesterday.
Were you both here trying to look interested?
I think I tuned... it was a toss-up yesterday as to whether he talked more about the camera work on Wimbledon or Glastonbury.
Okay.
I think 30.
30. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Greg. Did he mention he'd been to Glastonbury?
And if you are on the way back from Glastonbury, or maybe you watched it all on TV or listened to it on the radio, hope you had a nice weekend. Lady Gaga, actually, which I just played, was the first lady that I saw at Glastonbury. And a nice start to Glastonbury. It kicked it off quite nicely. Michael Evis, the creator of Glastonbury. Where the heck are these Lady Gaga highlights on the red button and on the Glastonbury coverage? Greg, you summed up my first Glastonbury perfectly as well. This is from Joe Wiley's live show on Friday morning, live from Glastonbury. She was probably a little bit grumpy about being traipsed around the whole Glastonbury site, because the Glastonbury site is massive. So it was Glastonbury this weekend. You've heard all about it, all the live sets, all the highlights from Glastonbury on Radio 1. Glastonbury is full of little moments like that. Jason Mraz, I'm yours from Glastonbury. Zane Lowe at 7 o'clock tonight with loads of stuff from the Glastonbury Festival, which happened at the weekend. I was a Glastonbury virgin, but no more. I miss Glastonbury so much. And Rebecca and Rachel and Sally, who are on the way back from Glastonbury feeling rather sad. Zane Lowe has all the best highlights from Glastonbury. Tonight on Radio 1, you have Glastonbury
19
all night. Best of Glastonbury 2009. And then Nick Grimshaw tonight from 10. More Glastonbury highlights as well. Glastonbury 2009, I miss it already. In all the excitement after Glastonbury, I forgot to do one very important thing. So yesterday it was kind of the hangover from the G word, from Glastonbury. So Glastonbury's all done for the year then. So whether it be Reading and Leeds or Glastonbury or Download or Tea in the Park, whatever it might be. And I bet there's people listening now that you're looking down at your wrist and you've still got your Glastonbury one on. Not from this year, but from maybe last year. Sam in Bath says apparently they did the free thing at Glastonbury 1 year, but they don't do it regularly.
If you've still 29.
From 97 Glastonbury. It's an anonymous
30.
Picture of their wrist with 8 wristbands from Global Gathering and Glastonbury.
Yep.
Great, great record. If anyone saw them at Glastonbury, you would have had an amazing time. I miss Glastonbury so much.
Right. He misses it.
That was 200, was it?
No, it was 33.
It felt like 200.
Yeah, it did. Mm. Went on a bit, that. Becky said 30, which is nearer to your 212, so Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's the kidding?
He misses it so much.
Mm.
I like the way he did try to mention other festivals at the end. Just to balance out a bit.
This is a Glastonbury... Oh, what's occurring? You know Stupid Street?
Yeah.
Do you think they go to Glastonbury, the people on there?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Right, well, Gemma, who works on the show, went out onto the Stupid Street earlier today. Mm. And she said to them, sum up Glastonbury in 3 words. My question to you is, what was the most common word they used to sum up Glastonbury?
Crusty.
Good word. Well done.
Were you going to let me guess or not?
Yeah, go on.
Mud.
Becky says mud. Chappers says crusty. Let's find out.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Here are the folks on Stupid Street describing Glastonbury in three words.
Describe Glastonbury in three words.
Absolutely brilliant.
Why is that? Have you been?
No, but I've heard about it.
Two words.
Describe Glastonbury in three words.
Oh, right. Milk the cows.
Describe Glastonbury in three words.
Prodigy. Yeah.
Tutus. Mud. I don't know, sex?
Describe Glastonbury in three words.
Rave ting, muddy, prodigy.
Can you describe Glastonbury for me in three words?
Bad food from the food stalls making you ill. Maybe curry. That's always a good one when you wake up in the morning and you've got it there.
Not three words. Not three words, mate.
Describe Glastonbury in three words.
Drugs, music, sex.
Have you been to Glastonbury?
No, I haven't, but I want to go.
I bet you do.
There we are. They never disappoint. They never disappoint.
Drugs, music, sex.
Have you been to Glastonbury?
No, I haven't, but I want to go.
Yeah, he'll be there next year.
Absolutely brilliant.
Why is that? Have you been?
No, but I've heard about it.
I like the Irish man as well, yes.
Milk the cows.
Describe Glastonbury in three words.
Milk the cows.
It is three words.
Milk the cows.
Milk the cows.
Fair enough.
Right, I'm afraid I can't award you any points there because crusty or mud weren't in there.
Mud was in there.
Sorry, yeah, mud
was in there once, but yeah. But the most popular word in there was prodigy.
Was what?
Prodigy.
Oh, right.
So...
Let me know. I can't believe we didn't get that.
No.
So, prodigy, no one gets any points for that. Becky wins today's Oh, What's a Kerry? Let me know if you got prodigy on 81199.
Oh, what's a Kerry?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now we've got some more classifieds. The last ones were people looking for love, people that spotted you in the street and want to hook up. These are just the bargains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are all real bargains, real ads from the internet.
Are you a cheese lover? £7.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We love the cheese, don't
yeah.
we? Okay.
4 6-inch plates with the names of all the cheeses written on them. Each name is in a different style print. White background with reddish rust paint. Photo on request.
Ah, oh, now I think this is like those plates you get in the, you know, in the Sunday papers, in the magazine bit?
Right.
Where... You've seen them in the supplements.
Yeah.
Where there's like porcelain plates and commemorative...
A picture of a dog on or something.
Yeah. Someone must buy them.
I love the way it says all the cheeses.
Yeah.
All the cheeses in the world or all the cheeses in someone's fridge or just...
You can't get all the cheeses in the world on one plate, can you?
It might be a big plate.
Well, that's true.
No, it's only 6 inches.
All right.
It's not very big, is it?
No.
Well, I think so.
It's not for a plate.
Oh, yeah, actually, 6 inches is really big.
It's tiny for a plate.
No, no, it's quite,
six
quite
inches
a size.
Is big.
Quite a size, that is.
I'd be disappointed if I got that through the post.
Well, I don't think you would.
Hoop. I'd be cock-a-hoop.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that a while ago when that DJ that used to work here, do you remember? A few years ago. And we started ordering him those things from the Sunday supplement. I remember purchasing a figurine of Compo from Last of the Summer Wine for him.
Now that does ring a bell, yes, I've forgotten who it was. Who was it for? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He actually quite enjoyed it until he started getting invoices. Do you remember? Because I forgot to pay. And then you can pay in instalments.
Right.
And he seemed to get the bill.
Do that a lot, don't you?
He loved that figurine until then. If you could have anything on your mantelpiece, it would be a figurine of Compo from Last of the Summer Wine, wouldn't it? People must buy these. Maybe we should do our own porcelain commemorative plate range for Scott Mills the musical. Yeah?
I don't do plate range. Let's do figurines.
Of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually thinks that this might happen now. He's quite. He likes the idea of that.
Pay, like, even the cheap ones are like 150 quid.
No, they're not all that expensive. I saw one in the paper on the weekend, which is only £30.
Do you really think people would pay £30 for a figurine of you?
No, I don't know. Who can say?
If it was good quality porcelain.
Yeah. And it's good because you don't have to. You can pay like about 2p.
Yeah, that makes all the difference.
No, you can pay 2p a week like, for the rest of your life. It's really good. You don't have to pay it all in one go. So therefore, it becomes a fairly sensible option.
Would it be bigger than 6 inches?
Hmm?
No.
Would it be bigger than 6 inches?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
Next, swap your dentistry for.
Ah, okay. So this is someone that wants a dentist. I'm willing to swap it for something. Let's find out more.
I need a good cleaning and a small front tooth cavity filled. In return, I've got 25 years' experience as a photographer / videographer and can produce your family portrait or wedding video for you or your family. Extremely reliable, professional and creative. I'm also extremely good at home renovations.
Wow, that's good.
That is quite good.
So if you're a dentist and maybe you're getting married soon, for a quick clean and a bit of a filling on the front, you'll get your photos for your wedding for free. That's quite good.
Mm. Or you could do up your house.
Yeah, or do up your house.
It's good, that.
I imagine if you're a dentist, you get most things for free, though, in return for a quick, you know.
I've never tried to get a free one off my dentist.
Why?
I don't know. Same with hairdressers.
What do you give your dentist in return for your teeth?
You must have given him loads and loads for all the work he's done on yours.
I didn't have mine done in this country, do you remember?
Yeah, he had it done abroad and then did a runner without paying that bill as well.
There was that, but I just forgot to pay. And then I know we were getting FedEx demands through the post to Radio 1. And the one that didn't speak was getting a lot of very angry calls from the Middle East.
Because you gave his work phone as your contact details.
Yeah, I did. But I settled the bill and it's all fine now. And I'm
did
allowed
you settle the bill with cash or did you offer something else?
All I can say is it's now sorted out and I can go back to that country again, which is looking a bit.
Did you have to do an hour's DJ set for them?
No.
That's not worth all those teeth, is it?
His fees.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, if you're a dentist and you're getting married, that is quite a good thing, I think. Good swap.
Is it, like, I think the hairdressers would get a load of stuff for free as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're always in demand, aren't they?
But the thing is, I've got some friends who are hairdressers. Does that surprise you? And with them, it's like, oh, God, just give us a quick trim. And really, because you're mates, there's no money swaps in your hands, really.
Right. So you take advantage of them?
Yeah,
what
mostly.
Do you offer your hairdresser in return?
I don't. Trim? I just. No, I just. They just. Generally, they'll do it for free if they're a mate, I find. So probably right. Hairdressers don't get that much.
Okay.
Mm. Next.
Wanted. Stuffed dog.
Okay.
I'm a student and I live in a high crime area with my girlfriend. So we both agree that we need to deter burglars and I don't like leaving her alone in the apartment. So I came up with the idea of getting a stuffed dog.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not a stuffed dog you need, is it? An actual dog?
Let's listen on.
I'm not looking to disrespect an animal in any way. Just give it a home to protect. It would have to be a large breed of dog, of course. Anyhow, if you're looking to find a new home for your taxidermy pup, I can provide that for you. And hey, if you want it back in a couple of years, it's yours.
What, so he's just going to put a stuffed dog in the window, hoping that burglars
won't...
It's
a bit Home Alone, isn't it?
It is a bit Home Alone.
Like cardboard cutouts.
It is.
Yeah, but the cardboard cutouts move in Home Alone because Macaulay Culkin's dancing with them. You aren't a stuffed dog in a window. Surely any burglar worth his salt will notice after 10 seconds that it hasn't moved.
You
especially
would think
so. Stuffed animals tend to be pulling faces like this. Like big scare, they're all stuck in the same face.
No, initially, that would scare you. That would scare you if it did that stupid face you just did.
Stuffed animals are always like trying to look really scary.
Yes.
You were just like gurning.
No, they do
I'm
often
sure
gurn.
People don't take their family pets into taxidermists and say, could you just make it gurn for
well,
us?
Well, they're never smiling or like posing,
smiling.
Are they? They're always just looking really obvious.
Smiling? How many times do you see a dog smile?
Dogs can smile.
Animals don't smile.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
They do.
I used to have a cat and it never smiled.
Right. Maybe you just made it grumpy.
They do. Anyway, initially that would be scary for a burglar because it would obviously have that face on. But then you would be like, all right, it's clearly stuffed because it's not moving. So, yeah.
They need to get in touch with Darren Brown.
Pointless. Mm? Oh, yeah, he's got loads.
He loves stuffed animals.
He loves it, yeah. Anyway.
Are they all gurning?
That's the classifiers for this week. Some real bargains in there, I think you'll agree, listeners. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
One of the Don't Speakers just said, you know, people that think their dogs do smile. I think they do smile.
They do smile because I've just typed into Google smiling dogs and loads of happy ones come up.
He's like, no, they're just hot and panting.
That's a dog with its mouth open.
They smile.
That isn't smiling.
He says, are they the same people who think their cats actually like them? Now I do agree with that. Mm. Because they don't like you. If you have a cat and you think that your cat actually is friends with you and likes you, it's not true. Your cat does not like you in any way. It's all about them. It purrs because it wants food. And you'll notice that once it's got the food, it couldn't be less interested in you.
Do you honestly think those dogs are smiling?
Yeah.
But they're just like, they've just got their mouths open. They're not actually grinning.
Their mouth turned to the side.
Just waiting for the first cat fan text to come in.
That's really true, actually. My dad's got two cats and they blatantly play him.
They don't like anybody apart from themselves.
They just walk around like...
Yeah, strutting around, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, check me out, I'm a cat. And who are you?
He's fooled by it, but I know that I'm onto them.
No, yeah, I'm onto them. They're all working together.
And I tell them that I'm onto them every time I go home.
What? You stare a cat full on the face and go, I'm onto you.
Yeah, I know your game.
Yeah.
Do they then smile at you?
No, they just go, tss.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Somebody upstairs who works here is devastated at the moment about what we're saying about cats.
Really?
She says, my whole world is crumbling down at the thought that my cat doesn't really love me. That's what she's saying.
Right.
All the cat owners have been on. You're wrong, Scott. My cat loves me. No, they don't. They don't even like you. They do not. They're users. That's what they are. If there was more food somewhere else, and like let's say there was more food in the house next door, they'd be straight round without a second thought for you.
That's exactly what my dad's cat did. Yep. Left the house that he was meant to be staying at, saw that my dad had better cat food, now lives there.
Yeah, what was it? Taste the difference or something? Mm. Like, oh, I'd have that.
Exactly. They'll soon be off to the next one.
Exactly. Mm. At the mere hint of a finest, they're there. Remember, dogs have owners, cats have staff, yeah?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so it's not Zane Lowe tonight. It's Hugh Stevens. He's got a session from Jamie T, which is going to be awesome. That's tonight from 7 o'clock. Zane is off tonight and tomorrow night. And he was quite apologetic yesterday on Radio 1.
Was he?
I'm very sorry that he won't be with you for the next couple of days. He's gone to Lake Como in Italy to hang out with Muse and listen to some new material. And what was brilliant, absolutely masterstroke by Zane last night, was that he was like, listeners, I'm doing it for you. I don't want to go to one of the most beautiful parts of Italy, but I am going there for you, listeners. I said, but no, I don't want to go to Italy. And they said to me, Zane, do it for the listeners. So I'm doing it for you.
You make him sound like he's in Summer Heights High.
I'm doing it for you, listeners. I'm going to get on that flight to the most beautiful part of Italy, and I'm going to get that interview with Muse and maybe even listen to some of their new tricks. So that's why he's not
tricks.
Here. Tricks.
Now where's he from?
Their new tricks. It's like... Right, Becky, if I said to you, Becky, I know you probably don't want to, but would you please, would you go to Barbados to listen to some Rihanna tracks?
Really?
And
I really have to go?
I know you don't want to go to Barbados.
But I have to do it for the listeners.
But if I said, if it's for the listeners, would you do it then? And I think, hang on, you probably say to me, but surely, Scott, with technology these days, I wouldn't have to go halfway around the world to listen to Rihanna's new tracks.
I don't mind doing it for the listeners. I'd do anything for the listeners, even going to Barbados.
Right, okay.
You can't, but you would be tempted to say to Rihanna, could you not just MP3 it over to
me? Well, yes. Surely I'd have to go all the way to Barbados. Surely I could listen to the new tracks here in Great Britain.
Hmm.
But once the technology becomes available, I doubt that we will have to travel around the world anymore to listen to these
new
tracks.
Has someone told this to Zane?
I don't know.
Does he know about, like,
I don't think he's put any technology.
But I'm just saying he's not here tonight and he'll be back next week when he's on Monday, when he's back from
Lake Como.
It's a long album, isn't it? 4 days.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.